WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The 32-year-old actor Joseph Gordon-Levitt makes his directorial debut with the comedy Don John, in which he plays a man with an addiction to internet porn. He also wrote the film, which co-stars Scarlett Johansson as the woman who tries to help him kick the habit. Film critic David Edelstein has this review.
In the last decade, Joseph Gordon-Levitt has worked hard to establish himself as a serious actor. And he's been so successful, it's easy to forget he came of age in the 90s sitcom Third Rock from the Sun. The guy has comedy chops, and he's exercising them again in a smart new movie he wrote and directed called Don John. He plays a prolific seducer named John Martello. Don John is the nickname his pals gave him in the movie's obvious nod to Don's Juan and Giovanni. Those literary namesakes end up in hell. But for this John, the hell is during sex. He has regular one-night stands, but he's miserable. In voiceover, he complains at length about the missionary position. He hates having to look at women's faces. He can't, he says, lose himself. So while his conquests slumber, he turns on his computer and watches porn. Don John is a sex comedy, an inventive and rambunctious one. It's in the syncopated style of 500 Days of Summer, which Gordon-Levitt starred in, but it's funnier and more far-reaching. Its theme is absolutely serious. John's porn addiction, I'll spare you the dirty details, isn't just a quirk. It's an outgrowth of the fact that he can't truly be with a woman. Maybe it's not hell, but it's emotional purgatory. Perhaps his ticket to a new life will be Scarlett Johansson as a woman named Barbara Sugarman. She's what his buddies call a dime, 10 out of 10. At a club, she dances close but won't go home with him. She won't even give him her name, so he plays detective and finds her and asks her to lunch at an outdoor cafe.
How'd you get my Facebook?
Oh, get right to it.
Yeah.
I just looked up your name.
I didn't tell you my name.
Well, obviously you did, because I looked it up.
No, I definitely did not tell you my name.
Yeah, you did.
I think I would remember that.
Well, no offense, but you were pretty wasted the other night. I mean,
can I get you
so
guys
was
some
I.
Drinks?
Yeah, Diet Coke, please.
Yeah, Coke.
Coke and a Diet Coke. I'll be right back to take your order.
All right, I had a few drinks the other night, so I may not have remembered telling you my first name, but I definitely did not tell you my last name.
I'm telling you.
Now, don't lie to me.
Hey.
Look, you don't know me, so I'm going to let you off the hook this time. But trust me, in the future, you'll be much happier if you always tell me the truth.
Wait. I'll be happier?
Well, you don't think I could make you happy if I wanted to?
Johansson is so fast, she's dizzying. She detonates every Jersey Girl diphthong. When Barbara finally gives in to Don John, she plays the long game, molding her man, ordering him to go back to college to rise above the, quote, service class. But alas, he can't quit his porn habit, and when Barbara discovers it, she's repulsed. It's not just that she thinks it's for losers. It stands for a string on him she can't pull. Based on zero inside knowledge, I'm guessing the cast of Don John was happy on the set. You can tell. Happy actors like to surprise and delight their fellow actors and themselves. Julianne Moore plays the woman in John's college class who sobs outside class over some hidden woe and then settles into her seat and babbles with embarrassing intimacy. It's a rare chance for Moore to merge her gifts for deadpan motormouth comedy and teary drama, and she's wonderful. Tony Danza and Glenn Headley get a great rhythm going as John's parents. There's a lifetime of sitcom precision and heart in what Danza does. Rob Brown of Tremé gives a lift to his scenes as John's romantic advisor, and Brie Larson has a sly cameo as John's sister, whose eyes are riveted to her smartphone, but who turns out to have peripheral vision. Don John has one subversive touch. John is a Catholic. He even recites the Hail Mary prayer when he's pumping iron. Every Sunday he goes to Mass with his family and takes confession, where he's absolved for his sex-related sins. But when he fights that addiction, when he changes his behavior, he's upset, when there's no change in the number of Hail Marys and Our Fathers the priest commands him to say. Gordon-Levitt seems to be suggesting that John's weekly confession was like his other addiction, mechanical, empty, and that sex and religious rituals have no meaning when your eyes and heart are closed. Needless to say, Don John the movie is wide-eyed and open-hearted.
David Edelstein is film critic for New York Magazine.